and take such things. That is how God has made it to be. And so he says, there's no perfection under that old system. If it was, why would there be another priest come? Why would even the Messiah come? We would have just still had Judaism. And why would it come after the order of Melchizedek? Why not a priest forever after the order of Aaron? Because there was a fault. There was a fault with the order of Aaron. It's pretty simple to trace. Chapter 5, he said so. Chapter 5, verse 2, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself is also compassed with infirmity. Which is, infirmity is asthenia, feebleness. There's a feebleness of humanity, a feebleness of the human priesthood. They are feeble. Their strength is very small. To do right, man does not know. So how can man intercede on behalf of man to become righteous? How can man help man to become godly, virtuous? Well, you say, well, we could teach virtues and so on and so forth. That's like by the law. Well, Paul, you think you can teach certain things? It's like, well, true. But the completeness of it. I mean, like, let's say the people say, well, they go to AA and they stop drinking. Good. But even then, if you know about AA, you know it's like their sobriety, they think of it as from day to day. From day to day. Like, whereas I look at mine as forever. It happened one day, I was delivered. I don't need to go back every day and think about that, because my heart is entirely changed. And to me, as of a miracle. And that sort of power is what I'm talking about as being, that comes from a different kind of priesthood. The Levitical priesthood had no power to give you that. But the priesthood of Melchizedek has the power. The priesthood of Christ has the power to turn you, to bless you. Remember, Christ, in the person of Melchizedek, blessed Abraham. And he also came to bless us, as Peter said in Acts chapter 3, unto you first, he has come. Verse 26 of Acts 3, unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you, and turning away every one of you from his iniquities. As Christ blessed Abraham, returning from the kings, he blesses us in turning from our sins. As Abraham slaughtered the kings and was blessed, we also shall slaughter our enemies. Did I read verse 12? The priesthood being changed, for the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. The priesthood changed, the law changed. People, when I talk about, now this is not specifically referring to the Ten Commandments, like 2 Corinthians chapter 3 does, where it definitely explains how the Ten Commandments are no longer, are through. For the Ten Commandments, as it pertains to righteousness, they're done away with. And the law of the Old Testament concerning the priesthood is also changed. Jesus said, not one jot or one tittle shall pass on the law till all be fulfilled. And people look at that and say, Paul, how can you say the Ten Commandments are passed away? And I would say, how can you say that the sacrifices are passed away? How can you say that this is passed away and that is passed away? Paul said, nothing shall pass away till all be fulfilled. And they say, well, Christ fulfilled all those sacrificial laws. But those other laws, what, they need to be fulfilled? Is that what you're saying? Did Christ not fulfill, thou shalt not kill? And not only that, but more so? He fulfilled thou shalt not hate thy neighbor in thine heart. He fulfilled, thou shalt not lust after woman with thine eyes. He fulfilled the law and more. And therefore has a right to establish his own law. It is all fulfilled. Everything in the old covenant was fulfilled. All fulfilled. As far as the law. The law was completely fulfilled. What was left for Christ to fulfill in as pertains to the law? Answer. You know, people who want to bring us back under the bondage of the Ten Commandments and the bondage of the law. What you can eat, touch not, taste not, handle not. Now here specifically he's referring to the priesthood laws. But I say to you, you who want to hold on to the old law, why? If 1 John 1 tittle means everything except the Ten Commandments. Well, I don't know why those Ten Commandments, for some reason, they think are more weighty than the rest. You know, you're a debtor to do the whole law for just one little one. If you are circumcised, and then you're a debtor to the whole law, how much more are you a debtor to the whole law if you think that you're going to become righteous by following the Ten Commandments? If you follow, I'll tell you this, you can follow the Ten Commandments, and you will never be righteous in the sight of God. So what's the point? Because I tell you, you want to be righteous in the sight of God. So what's the point of the Ten Commandments? They have no bearing. It's not that murder is okay now or any of those things, you know, that we shouldn't keep the Sabbath. But now we keep it according to the law of Christ. And so we aren't murderers, we aren't thieves, we aren't adulterers. But you have to become a Christian. Don't try to go back to the beggarly elements. And that's what it is. The law is holy and just and true, but there is nothing there for you when you have Christ. Because Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. That is a scripture. Look it up. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. When it comes to righteousness, there is no law that can make you righteous. The law has changed. The priesthood has changed. It's all changed because it was all fulfilled. Verse 13. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. Meaning, he comes from, for it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood.